One of them did this. All I remember is that he just kind of waved his hand in front of his chest, and the next thing I know, this blue beam hit me and just literally opened me up like a fish. And burnt my fingers right off of me. And it was some form of electrical force, because the kind of like hit being hit by a lightning bolt burned all my toenails off of me. Completely crispy crittered my left foot. Burnt the shoe right off of me. All I remember is the smoking remains, and I'm laying almost, I'm still conscious, but in and out of, I didn't remember much. And there was a Green Beret that was right behind me that risked his life. In fact, he died. But he risked his life. He shoved me back in the basket and hit the button and took me up. And I wouldn't be alive talking to you today if it wasn't for him. I'm forever indebted. He lost his life. 66 Secret Service agents, Green Berets, Black Berets, crack troops lost their lives because the government, our United States government, lied, did not tell us anything about the alien threat. There's a war underneath there, and I'm talking dead serious. It's been going on since that time. Since late August of 1979, our military, the Russian military, basically the militaries of the world, have been in constant conflict with the outer space alien. The small gray, the large gray, the reptilian, the whole thing. There are 11 distinct races of aliens. Two are benevolent. One had to leave here in a hurry because their world is under attack, both on the surface as well as underground. There, the Pleiadians.
First of all, that was Phil Snyder. You just heard talking, the late Phil Snyder, talking about the underground ET base at Alcholita Mesa in Dulce, New Mexico. And Phil had a, it was a ruled a suicide, but I don't know how you strangle yourself with a piano cord. But anyway, we can take Phil's story for what it's worth. We're going to talk to a man by the name of Norio Hayakawa, a good friend of mine, and a lot of our listeners. And Norio is an expert on Area 51 as well as Dulce. And the interesting thing about this is he has an interesting tour coming up of Dulce, and it's free. And I think you'll find it very interesting. We're going to kind of do a little radio version of it. And that takes place on Saturday, May 12th, 2012, from down by Albuquerque all the way up to Dulce. I think you'll find that the whole thing as we walk through it very, very interesting. Norio Hayakawa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this, which I think is a fantastic idea. You're having a car caravan, is that right? Leaving from what, Rio
that
Rancho there?
That is correct. That is correct, Jerry. We're having a car caravan from Rio Rancho, which is right next to Albuquerque. We're all going to go to Dulce, New Mexico, because many people, even those who live in Albuquerque and New Mexico areas, have never been to Dulce. They have heard so many things, but they have never actually set foot in there. So I decided to organize this free, public free event, for free. And, it's a great opportunity for people to go together as a group. And so I don't think anybody has done this before. And Jerry, by the way, it was exactly 3 years ago that you were the first person to report on the first Dulce conference that I organized. That was 2009.
And we still have that available on our Dulce page, an interview or two with you. And some interesting things happened there. So maybe you'll have some interesting things happening on this trip. You never know. You're going to leave at 6:30 in the morning, right?
That's exactly correct, because
what is that? May what's the date again? May 12th.
May 12th. That's a Saturday morning.
And you're going to leave at the corner of the parking lot of the Home Depot there in, that Northeast Highway 550?
That's right, corner of 550 and Sprint Boulevard. And this is the only Home Depot in Rio Rancho. And it's all close to Highway 550, which leads you towards a place called Cuba, New Mexico, and then to Dulce, New Mexico.
At Cuba, you're going to take Highway 537.
Exactly. After you pass Cuba, you go still a little further, and then you make a right at Highway 537. That goes towards Dulce. And our first stop, however, will be to visit the ground zero of the 1967 underground explosion that
You're talking about the Project Gas Buggy. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's right. In 1967, most people, by the way, have no idea that the Atomic Energy Commission exploded an atomic device a mile and a half underground in the right next to the Jicarilla Apache Reservation. And this is only about 22 miles southwest of Dulce, New Mexico. And that was 1967. Most Americans have no idea that this took place. And if you go to that ground zero today, there is a government plaque that proves that they exploded this thing in 1967 in December.
A lot of conjecture, Norio, that that was part of the underground system they were building rather than just exploding something. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there is probably could be a hidden agenda behind that, because initially they told everybody that they're going to try to ease the flow of natural gas that's entrapped underground in hard rocks. But I think that could be just a pretext.
That strains the imagination. Natural gas is explosive, and you're going to use the king of explosives, nuclear energy. But who knows?
Who knows? That's right. So this is a very, very fascinating and mysterious location that very few people have actually been to the ground zero, because they don't know how to get there, unless you are like part of the Jicarilla Apache Nation tribe. Most people have no idea how to get it, because you have to go through Jicarilla Apache roads in order to get to this in the middle of this forest.
But this car caravan you have leaving near Albuquerque there at your little town, which is a nice suburb of Albuquerque, by the way, you also are going to meet up with some other people who maybe live up in the northern part of New Mexico. They can meet you at the Best Western Hotel. Is that right?
That's correct. We'll be actually assembling at the parking lot of Best Western Hotel in Dulce at 11:30 a.m. But by that time, of course, we would have already visited the ground zero. So
yeah, they'll miss that part.
Yeah, they will miss that part unless they would like to go on their own first to ground zero directly from Dulce. But, in this trip, Jerry, people are coming from Canada, and
my project is to get people coming from all over the world to come there to take this trip. The price is right.
Yes, Dulce, New Mexico is a very amazing subject matter, and it's still ongoing. So, thanks to people like Anthony Sanchez that have really brought up, this topic and to a wider circulation. And regardless of what, Anthony Sanchez came to as far as conclusion about Dulce, I still say that there is definitely a worthwhile. The trip to Dulce, New Mexico is a worthwhile event, because we'll be visiting places of interest, like the Navajo River area, where many reports.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk us all through this whole thing here if we have time. Today, for the people who can't make it, and then they can hear about it and then go see it for real. It's a perfect idea. But before I even get into that, now you're going to be at Anthony's conference, right, in Sacramento?
That's right. I will be speaking there. And I, you know, as I told you many times, Jerry, I'm so glad that you really stuck, you know, with the, you know, Anthony Sanchez when he was going through some hardship, you know, a couple of years ago. And you're the only one that really stood up, you know, for him. And so I really highly commend you for this. And now...
Well, just that I can't stand closed-mindedness, and people need to listen to every aspect of every hypothesis without,
exactly.
You know, it doesn't damage your own philosophy at all to listen to something else. And Anthony's put a lot of work into this. Some of that I find very credible. Some of it I don't know about. But you know me, I doubt a lot of things.
Yes, that's why.
But at the same time,
I also believe
in bringing it all out, and so do you.
Yes, that's my belief. I believe in openness, and so this is why I continue my activities to, you know, inform the public that there is a place called Dulce, New Mexico, where there have many, you know, reports of sightings, just recently. So during this trip, we will have a special person. Actually, we're going to have Edmund Gomez participate. He's the owner of the ranch in Dulce. And
does he have the grocery store, too, or is that
that's
just
right.
The name?
His family has a grocery store called the Gomez
Grocery. On Highway
grocery.
64, I think.
That's right. And, you know, behind the grocery store, they have the only remaining ranch because they had sold a lot of ranches after the cattle mutilations that took place in the 70s and 80s. So, you know, as I told you before, they lost a lot of money, you know, because of these cattle mutilations. So they sold most of the ranches except the small ranch that they still have right behind the grocery store. So we'll visit the grocery store and we'll view his ranch, and then Ed Gomez will explain a lot of things. And then, of course, we're going to visit the town of Lumberton, which is right next to Dulce, where we'll be hearing from local residents their amazing testimonies of what they have seen and they still continue to see even these days.
Yeah, you can see that that's quite scenic at Lumberton. What is that peak, the Archelaus Mesa is in the background, or is that some
that's
other
right,
mountain?
Yes. Lumberton, from Lumberton, you can see a wonderful, magnificent view of the eastern slopes of Archelaus Mesa. And, of course, according to Anthony Sanchez's book and according to his, contact, the colonel, that he says, the part of the base opening is along the eastern slope of Archelaus Mesa, close to the Colorado border, and the other opening or facility, opening is right near ground zero of that Project Gas Buggy, and then finally the main entrance is allegedly under Archuleta Mountain.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons I think there was more to that gas buggy incident than just looking for natural gas.
That's right. There's no question that this is all tied. You know, the strange cattle mutilations and black helicopters and so on, it's all tied in. And,
you circulated a picture, and we put it on our website at one time, taken there, I believe it was on the Gomez Ranch, of a flying saucer, literally.
Definitely, actually, plus I posted picture of what appears to be a circular-shaped object over Dulce during the daytime. I posted that, I think, last year, taken by local residents, Dory Vigil. But anyway, you know, we're also going to visit the airport area of Dulce.
Now, some strange things have happened there, too. I mean, we hear all kinds of rumors about that. Tell our listeners a little bit about why that airport's important.
Oh, yes. The airport in Dulce is very important because, first of all, you don't see any airplanes at the airport, hardly any. Anytime you go day or night, you don't see a single airplane. But it's maintained and in a very, you know, clean condition. The runways are very immaculate. And then I talked with the manager of that airport who told me that he used to see some strange objects hovering at the very end of the airport. And, you know, he doesn't want to go into too much detail, but he is a good friend of I met him. And Anthony Sanchez, the mutual friend, the Collado families, you know, are related to this manager of the airport. So we'll visit that area. We'll visit some interesting lakes like the Dulce Lake right by Dulce and the Stone Lake and other interesting lakes that are alleged to be related to some kind of, you know, connection to the Dulce base as well. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that we're
The Navajo River runs through there someplace, doesn't it?
That's right. The Navajo River runs at the Hood Hills of the Archuleta Mesa. So that's where we'll visit as well. And then also we'll visit the, we'll go up to the road that will take you to Archuleta Mountain, and then we'll also take them to a road that goes up the Archuleta Mesa. However, this time we're not going to climb or go up the mesa because we're not sure of the permits. So, but I think that it's possible that since you know, Anthony Sanchez and I are now, you know, good friends of this Collado family, who are very prestigious, you know, family. I think it's very possible, but I don't think we'll have time anyway to go up the mesa and mountain because it's
well, maybe you save that for another trip.
That's right. That's right. Plus,
you don't mention that picnic area there by the river and all of that. I don't remember. It's got an initial name, J2 or something. I don't know.
Yes, J2 Road. Yes, J2 Road is the Hickory Apache Road, but actually it's public. It's public.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that area, and there are Bigfoot stories there.
Exactly. There are picnic tables in some recreation area right next to the Navajo River, where in the past many residents have actually encountered what they claim to be Bigfoot, and even food on the table were taken while they were, you know, just didn't pay attention. And so, you know, I'm just saying that all these fascinating things are, I think there's something to it, no question about it.
There's something called the Dulce Rock. Are you going near?
Yes, we're going to go to the Dulce Rock area because that is like a small, pointed hill. And there have been many sightings of strange objects over that Dulce Rock. And so we'll visit that location. We'll visit the elementary school in Dulce, which has a very, very enigmatic design of its driveway. Because if you look at the satellite photo of that elementary school, there's a curious design with an arrow. And we're going to look at that, and we're going to see a very, very snow-capped mountain 18 miles northeast of that exact spot. And that on top of this snow-capped mountain in Colorado, there is some anomalous area if you see the satellite photo. So we'll look at that also, you know, from that school.
And yeah, so you and I talked about that one time when we were visiting, I think, up at Angel Fire.
Oh, that's right.
And
this
elementary school, you said, just seems too big for the area.
Oh, yes. In fact, it's a beautiful school. In fact, Dulce has a lot of beautiful schools, plus, you know, medical emergency buildings, brand new. I mean, you know, for a town this small of 2,600 people, there are a lot of modern, you know, facilities for medical emergencies and so on. But anyway,
so you're saying you look at satellite pictures of this driveway and there's an arrow pointing to something? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there's an arrow pointing to the southwest. But if you draw a line from that arrow going the opposite direction, you go to a very strange peak. Located in Colorado, exactly 18 miles away from that spot. And I will explain the participants to this free guided trip caravan all these important, interesting locations. And so I think overall this is going to be a very educational trip. And nobody, I, as far as I know, have ever organized such a thing. And my belief is that people like, you know, things like this should be a free event. And, you know, it's not like, you know, why should one pay a lot of money for tour companies to just take people to Dulce, you know, while, you know, people like me can do this for free.
So you're going to group these cars together in a caravan.
That's right. And then we'll encourage them to share a ride so that, you know, there won't be too many cars, like 50 or 60 cars. You know, people can share a ride, and it's going to be an enjoyable trip. The weather is nice next month. It'll be perfect. And then we'll see a lot of local residents that we have befriended in the past, and many residents of Lumberton as well. So they will probably join us, and, of course, you know, people like Ed Gomez who will accompany us also from Dulce. And so anyway, I'm looking forward to
this. So now do they have to let you know ahead of time that they're going, or do they just show up there?
No, all they do is show up.
Okay, now let's go over that before we get off again on, you know, where to show up. But there's two or three places you mentioned.
Yeah.
The first place is at 6:30 a.m. and early in the morning
we're going to meet at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 12th at the parking lot of Home Depot in Rio Rancho, which is located right next to Highway 550, Highway 50, 550. And I posted a YouTube item, a video, on the YouTube, and anybody can check that YouTube. The entire information is clearly stated on my YouTube called Guided a Tour to Dulce, New Mexico. And if you search YouTube, all you have to do is just put in Guided Tour to Dulce, New Mexico, and there's only one.
Yeah, and we also are linking that from our Dulce page so people can see it, too.
Very good.
Straight to that YouTube
video. I'm so excited,
video.
Jerry, about this because, you know, I give my time and labor and, you know, energy to this. I just offer this because I believe in education. And this is a very educational trip as well as enjoyable trip and also, you know, filled with a mystery in a way because we're going to a place that has been talked about for years and years and the people have never been there. So I'm excited about this, Jerry.
Now, we opened up the show with a little tease on our program. And we used some comments by Phil Snyder, in which he talked about the E.T. battle and him being shot with this ray gun. That was like lightning cut him open, burned his toenails off, and killed a Green Beret. And a lot of people have tried to discount that story over the years. It is hard to believe. He did die a strange death. What do you make of Phil Snyder?
No question about it. His story is just amazing, and we cannot discount anything because, we just don't have any definitive proof that, contrary to what he says. No, we have any proof for that. So, just like Bob Lazar's claims, you just have to decide for yourself. And that's the only way. And I think Phil Schneider's story is fascinating, and I think anything is possible. So that's my position. I always
I know anything's possible. What was it, 1980 or something, or 90? Sometime in there, you went up with a Japanese film crew and got arrested.
That's correct. 1990, yes. And the very fact that we were detained in 1990 in Dolphe shows you that there's something over there, that so. But anyway, Mr. Hoyt Velarde, who is the director of public safety, I'm sure that he will know about this trip. In fact, he may even join us in Dulce.
He's become another cooperative in his later years.
Yes, that's right. And actually, 3 years ago, he offered us to use the conference hall of the police department in Dulce to hold any kind of future conferences. So I haven't picked up on this word yet, but I think we're on fairly good terms now. So I'm really exactly. But anyway, thank you so much, Jerry, and people can always contact me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, and I will befriend anybody that ask me to befriend. So yes, I'm on Facebook, and I post a lot of information on Facebook.
Yes, you do, and I get lots of good leads from it, my man. I could do 3 hours a day, 5 days a week on stuff you send out.
Yes.
Keep it up.
Okay, Jerry, once again, thank you so much.
Now, just run over it one more time. They can find it on YouTube. We have a link on our Dulce page. 6:30 a.m. where again?
At the Home Depot parking lot in Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
May 12th. It's a caravan all the way to Dulce, but they go back by themselves, right?
That's right. That's right.
So they can stay at that.
We
said that Best Western Casino. That happens to be a casino besides a hotel.
That's right. So we're going to assemble those who go directly to Dulce. We will all assemble at 11:30 a.m. on the parking lot at Best Western.
We were going to close with a song that you recorded. Noriel, thanks very much for being on.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Well, I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I played in California, where ain't too much I haven't seen. Or I'm a rambling man, don't fool around with rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up where that green grass grows. Oh, girl. Got a girl in Cincinnati, way where the Ohio River flows. Well, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You better move away, standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Forever rambling man, don't mess around with any old rambling man. Well, I've been to Chicago, I was known as quite a boy. Yes, I was. Down in Alabama, they called me the man of joy. Yes, they still do. Well, I'm a rambling man. Don't fall in love with a rambling man. You better move away. Standing too close to the flame. Once I'm in it with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. For I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around with any old rambling man. Yes, I'm a rambling man.
You know, when we pause for a commercial, it's always for somebody who pays the freight, pays the way. Well, I'm going to take time out to talk about somebody who can't pay their way. And that's the stray animals, dogs and cats and other animals, who need your help. And there is a way to help them. Support no-kill animal shelters. It's a gift of life that keeps on giving. These animal shelters are located around the world and maybe in your neighborhood. Animals, they need love. They don't need to be sent someplace and then executed just because they don't have a home. Support the animal shelter that is a no-kill shelter near you. Give them a donation of $10, $25, $50 or more. The money will be well used. The animals will love you for it. So give a gift of love. A gift of life to that stray dog or cat.